Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And we want to talk to you today about staying calm when you're in adverse circumstances. You know, when we're going through things in our life and we're dealing with issues in our life and we don't know how to deal with those issues, and we've been taught in the natural to just try to fix everything, and we're continuously trying to fix everything. And something that really changed my life is understanding who I am. And your identity is in not what you do, but who you are in Christ. Let go of your dependency. Let go of your dependency in what you do. You know, 90% of people, if you identify them by what they do in life. You identify them by Major League Baseball player or football player or a basketball player, whatever. We identify people with what they do as a good father. But how many times do we really identify people with who they really are? And I think that's because we never really know who we are. And we go through our life with a mistaken identity a lot of times because we haven't understood who we are. You know, when I think about this scripture in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, he says, and I like to read it in Amplified, he says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Now I think about that, and I think about what he's saying here. How do I cast my burden upon the Lord? How do I cast all my anxiety, all my worries, and all my concerns? And I think over time, people have not really understood how to do that and how to walk in that and how to manifest that. You know, Psalms 55:22 says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Now, I'm not praying for an answer to my cares most of the time. I'm casting all my cares on him. If you're carrying your cares, it's because you don't know that he cares for you. And I think that's a number one thing in the body of Christ. I think the body of Christ believes, and people believe, that God loves us if we do good. But he's really not happy with us if we do bad. I want you to understand, under the old covenant, you did good, you got good. You did bad, you got good. You got bad. So whatever you did, you got whatever you did. But under the new covenant, we're under grace, and now we're living in a time and in a frame and in a period of time that even when you're faithless, he's faithful. That's the great thing. You get the good things of God now because he's good, not because you're good. And that's really hard for men of women and women of society and of the body of Christ to understand that God blesses us sometimes in spite of what we do. That's what grace really is about. It's undeserved favor, merit favor that you don't deserve, but he gives it to you anyway. And see, that's the great thing about staying calm in adverse situations. You know, if you're in a situation, it's kind of like this. You remember when Jesus was on the boat and storm was coming, he was in the back asleep, and disciples were all tore up about the storm and what was going on. He'd done and told them, I'll meet you on the other side. So he knew they were going to the other side. They just hadn't done it yet. The storm didn't wake Jesus up. The storm of what he was dealing with didn't wake him up. It was the storm in their hearts that woke him up. And I want you to realize that when you're going through situation in your life, you're not going through those situations alone. But you've got to learn to let that anxiety, to let those worries and let those concerns once and for all be gone. You know, in the old days, we would say, you know, bring that thing to the altar and leave it. But we'd most of the time pick it back up and take it back home with us, because before we got out the door, we were concerned and worried about it again. We got in an emotional situation, and for just a few moments, that thing seemed to leave, and we got back in the car, we got back in the real world, and man, it manifested again. But I want you to realize today that you and I are living in a time and in a way that you and I can walk completely in that victory and have our burdens being removed, because Jesus took all of our sins, he took all of our iniquities, he took all of our pains, he took all of our sorrows, he took all of our poverty, he took all of our situations and our circumstances. But sometimes we have to trust him in those things. See, you can't give your problems or your situations or your circumstances to somebody if you don't trust them. And I think what we haven't done is we haven't built that relationship with Jesus to the point where we're just overwhelmed with the goodness of who he is and what he's about. And I think that's the magnificent thing about this picture of grace, because grace allows us to take our cares to the Lord and leave them at His feet, and don't take them back home with us. Don't take them with us, and don't continue to worry about those things that we've given to Him. You know, if you go to the bank and you've got a debt due and it's $550 and you have $550, if you give them $550 and you walk out that door and they stamp your payments paid, you don't have to worry about that anymore. It's paid. Well, that's what Jesus did. He stamped the seal that me and you would be delivered and free from all of our cares, from all of our worries. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to go through the world never going to have any issues. What that means is as I go through the issues, He's going to go through the issues with me. And He's going to be right there with me. And He's going to bring me peace in the middle of that. See, a lot of times we're looking for peace outside before we see peace inside. If you want to change what's around you, change what's inside of you. If you can get peace inside, eventually that peace will come outside. That is the beauty of grace. And remember, just trust the Lord.